Help Me by Ethan. During my early life, I started out as a piece of plastic. I know, it was so embarrassing. Although I am lucky I didn't start out like my friend, Jeff, who started out as sand. But it wasn't long before I came my true self. But it took a long time before I achieved this title. I was sent to a factory in Japan. I was scared. Scared of where I was going. I was going to a molding chamber. Little did I know, there I acquired my beautiful body-like shape. I even had a head, a real-shaped head, like those creatures I always see around me. Okay, now back to the story. So after the molding chamber, I was added something I recently learned was called a helmet, shaped like another word I had just learned today, which is a samurai. The teacher had explained to us what a samurai is earlier that morning. Okay, I had just left off at the part with the samurai helmet. After this, I was painted blue, black, and gold. Man, did I look so awesome! But here comes the pain. I had a hole drilled right smack in the bottom of my body. I am pretty sure I was going through something called surgery. I wasn't totally sure, but I could barely see. What was going on? Because my shiny, gleaming eyes painted on the color gold could not look down that far. But this was where I could see the light in the cave, which, if you are wondering, yes, that I was trying to make up a metaphor. I was all ready to be shipped to someone. I hope not a kid. Kids are the worst. They pick their nose, they eat, and chew with their mouth open. And they're always wet. Well, what do you know? I was. But this kid wasn't as bad as some of my other friends back yonder described. I now had a David. It would use me to take notes, write, and draw, but mostly to draw. And to be honest, I loved his pictures, monsters, buildings, and anything else you can imagine. I really liked this undivided attention. Little did I know it wouldn't last long. Over time, I got bored of the same routine, 5 days a week. I wanted to change as long as it benefits me. I don't want bad change. That's all I care if you ask me. Well, that kind of sounded selfish, but it was 101% true. But then later today, something peculiar took place in class. So all of a sudden, my stomach started to ache. I thought I was going to die, but it turned out I was just out of lead strips. I got very scared there. Phew, glad that was over with. I hate to admit that I was actually scared, but I can't lie. I was scared to death. As the years passed, my David seemed to have forgotten about me. I had also applied many more scratches and scars. By then, I spent all my days in a pencil case. I grew very weary and depressed. I had no longer a purpose, and gradually, I got so old that my paint chipped off. Well, to be truthful, I don't know or can't tell time, but I knew it was a long time. I was slowly falling into bits, but one day I saw the light again. But when I saw who had saved me, it wasn't my David. It was some stranger, although little did I know that this stranger was actually my David's brother. And my David's brother actually took care of me. He dusted me and cleaned me off. He even tried to fill in the blank spots missing paint with marker. I had to admit I looked better, but I still looked different. Some parts of me still felt sad. Sad about everything. The fact that I had lost my David. Earlier today, I had been brought out to recess by my David's brother. I saw the outside world, not that classroom. I saw trees, I saw rocks, I saw grass, and I saw the clouds. You're probably wondering, why haven't I looked out the window in all my years? Well, there were always clothes. That teacher was acting of tyranny to the kids. But mostly to me is what matters. I'm truly sorry for that outburst. I have been watching a lot of cop movies lately. In one movie, the main character was this cool robot. His name was RoboCop. And for some reason, I've been trying to act like him lately. Even though I had only seen him once, you know what's funny? I forgot that I don't even like cop movies. I like samurai movies, mostly because I was originally painted like one. In my opinion, I think that I look a lot like my fellow brother samurais, considering that I am much tinier than the actual ones. They all also have swords, but this doesn't change my mood about samurais at all. In fact, I kind of like it. Lately, it's been getting really boring around here. Nothing seems to be happening or around me. I despise it. I'm meant for interesting moments only. I might as well only be alive during interesting moments. Then it happened. Suddenly, a huge white flash came and sucked me up. But I was able to see for a split second that my outside body was still in the same exact position. I started to panic. When I finally looked at myself, I have to admit, it took guts. I had no body. Right now, millions of questions pounding in my head. Where am I? Am I actually floating? Where's my body? And then it happened. I no longer saw the classroom. All I saw was white. I was totally surrounded in white. All I see is white. All I had been abandoned in the silence. Over the years, I found that thoughts were taking me over. What am I doing in the classroom right now? Will I ever get out? But no one seemed to answer me. Had I been forgotten? For the rest of my life, will I live out alone? If anyone ever finds this letter, help me! Sincerely, oh, I forgot my name.